especially in my case where I was starting out with a limited budget, I had to learn how to do things pretty quickly and do things myself. And it all came from trial and error. And you know, if you make mistakes, it's no big deal. It's a learning experience. And you just learn what didn't work, and you move on, find out what does work, and you continue to progress from there.
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome back to the My Future Business Show. As you know, my name's Rick Nusky. I'm the host, and tell you what, this is the best job in the world. I get to speak with some amazing entrepreneurs and business owners, and today I'm on the line with Brian Winch. How are you, Brian?
Not bad. Yourself, Rick?
Like I said a little earlier, I've got 2 feet and a heartbeat. I think that's my catch cry, and I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
That's good.
So where are you based, Brian?
I'm in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And North America, my business, basically the model works pretty much anywhere where there are parking lots. It doesn't matter. It's better that we're in Canada or United States or Australia as opposed to Africa, for example.
Absolutely. There's no shortage of car lots, is there?
There's plenty of them out there. It helps if you've got a country where there's not such high density. There are certain areas where my business model wouldn't work, where, right. there's not really any parking lots. It's mostly street parking, or you've got the shops on a main street and you need to take public transit to get there. So we'll get into that later, I guess.
Yeah, no problems at all. Well, look, everybody who's on the call with us today, we're going to be talking about Brian's business, and it's an amazing but very simple business model. And I think that's is a testament to its success, is how simple it actually is. But before we jump into that, Brian, I'd love to share a little bit about you, your backstory, and how you got to be where you are today.
Well, you know, I started this business as a side gig or side hustle back in 1981. Although back in 1981, it was probably referred to as moonlighting. I'd never heard of those terms, side gig or side hustle, but nevertheless, I was working a full-time job as a shipper receiver at a large sporting goods company. And I was struck with the realization that, you know what, I don't really want to do this job the rest of my life. But I had more ambition. I wanted to be compensated for the work that I put in. Mm-hmm. And I realized that wasn't going to come from a regular paycheck and clocking in 9 to 5, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at a number of possibilities. I guess I was pretty limited in terms of what I could do because I didn't have an advanced education. I barely graduated high school. I didn't have any special skills or knowledge. I didn't have a lot of money in my bank account. So yep. I started looking at a number of opportunities make a long story short, I realized that probably the easiest business to get into was some sort of cleaning business.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like to clean, and they're more than willing to pay somebody else to do it. So what type of cleaning business? I then remembered that my father, he was a janitor for the public school system in my city, and he did a number of odd jobs, or moonlighting, if you will, or side gigs, in order to supplement the family income. And one of which was a litter pick, or a litter cleanup service at a nearby shopping center. Mm-hmm. And he had taken us, when I say us, my brothers and I, along with him a couple of times, and I thought this was a great, simple service to provide. All we had to do was walk around the property and sweep up any type of litter material, and away we went. And it was done in the early morning hours, so there was no vehicles in our way, and it was a peaceful time of day, and we enjoyed the work working with our dad. And so when I started thinking about what type of cleaning service I could do, I remembered that, and I thought, well, let's test the market. Let's see if there's a need for this service. And I started contacting property management companies. And I guess it was my third or fourth phone call. And I got lucky. But, you know, luck comes from hard work. And so the person I was talking to on the phone said, you know what, I'm glad you phoned me because I'm having a tough time finding somebody who will reliably show up and clean up the litter from outside my three strip plaza parking lots. Would you be interested? So that's what it all started from there. I put together some prices. I was successful in landing the contracts, and it all started from there. And over the next three, four, five months, I built the business to the point where I could leave my full-time job and devote my full-time efforts to marketing and doing my parking lot cleanup business.
Thank you so much for sharing some insights and a little bit of the history there, Brian. As you know, the My Future Business audience is startup entrepreneurs. They are small to medium-sized business owners. Now, for those who are just starting out in business, what would be some of the first things you would say to them about mindset?
You have to be willing to do the things that other people aren't or don't. You know, if you're doing this business, the buck stops there. If you don't do the work, the work won't get done. So you have to, if you're not capable of doing certain tasks, you need to find out how to do them or delegate the work. And especially in my case, where I was starting out with a limited budget, I had to learn how to do things pretty quickly and do things myself. And it all came from trial and error. And you know, if you make mistakes, it's no big deal. It's a learning experience. And you just learn what didn't work, and you move on, find out what does work, and you continue to progress from there.
I'd love to talk about, you know, that moment in time where you realize, hey, I'm onto something here. How did it feel for you?
Oh, it felt great because I wanted to work for myself. I enjoy working outside, and you know, it wasn't so much the type of service I was providing, cleaning up litter, that appealed to me. It was the fact that I could control my own hours, work my own hours, and work outdoors. And through trial and error, I discovered the right tools to use that made my service more efficient and more profitable. And it really is, the work really is almost as easy as going for a walk, but getting paid for it. And so, it just progressed from there.
Did you find it difficult to scale up the business once you realized you were onto something good?
No, actually, I took the whole point of this was to be able to work for myself, a simple one-man operation. You know, nothing complicated. When I started this, I didn't have any thoughts of building it into an empire, if you will. I just wanted to do something myself and make a good living at it. But at some point, I did realize, hey, I'm onto something here, and I could continue to grow the business. And the way to do that was by bringing my brothers into the business. And eventually we started subcontracting a lot of the work out. There's a lot of people that are looking for a side gig, a side hustle, but they don't necessarily want to start their own business.
Yeah.
And we tapped into that sentiment and found that we could find a lot of people that would show up and do the work, all they want to do is do the work. They don't want to manage customers, etc. I decided, well, you know, this is such a simple opportunity. I wish I had found something like this when I was looking at various opportunities when I started my business, and I realized, you know, let's put something down on paper, and that's where the idea for my book all started. I came up with the first rough draft and eventually got a ghostwriter to help me edit it and put the book together. I've been selling it, for quite a few years, and there's been a number of different revisions and additions. It's always being updated. But it is a great opportunity for other people that were in the same situation as I was back in 1981 and would like to start a simple green service based from home that doesn't cost a lot of money to get started.
And the name of the book was?
The book is Clean Lots, America's Simplest Business. Mm-hmm. But you can find that on my website at cleanlots.com. And I would like to point out, in case I forget to mention it later, it is such a simple business that I can offer free support. So anyone who does buy my book, you do receive my contact information in the book. You get my office phone number and my email address, and I'm more than happy to help people out to start and operate this business. And I can do that because it is, like I said, it is such a simple business. It doesn't take much to realize and to get started, how simple it is. And after a while, you don't need me anymore.
No, that's fantastic. And anybody who's looking for the links, look around the post, no matter where you hear it, see it, you'll have some way to get back to cleanlots.com and talk with Brian. Brian, I'd love to talk about something you touched on a little bit earlier, and actually it's one of your pages on your website called Opportunity. Do you think nowadays there's opportunities across America, across the world, to for entrepreneurs to start new things like this?
Oh, definitely. As I mentioned before, there's always a need for cleaning services. My service is kind of a niche service. We don't pretend to be a jack of all trades and wind up being a master of none. Mm-hmm. And so what's made our business model successful is we promise to show up at the proper time of day, use the proper equipment, and our service is done on foot. And just in case people are wondering, well, how does Brian compete with power sweeping or vacuum truck services? Mm-hmm. Our service is different. We're not sweeping up gravel or dirt or that type of grit material, but rather we're providing a daily litter pick service where we maintain properties litter free. So, and the best way to do that is on foot, where we walk the sidewalks, the parking lot, the surrounding landscape. And we see everything after hours before the businesses are opened. And we simply just, walk up to a piece of litter material, whether it be a can, cup, bottle, wrapper, a cigarette butt, and sweep it up into our tool. In a matter of minutes, we're finished servicing that lot and on to the next property we go. So there's always opportunity. And whether it be ours or something else, I think people should look at, if they're looking for an opportunity, they obviously have to look at their skill set, their experience, how much money can they afford for a business startup? And, what do you really want to do? Would you mind working outdoors? Do you want to work indoors? But the key is there's no point in getting involved in a business if you're chasing the dollars. I think wealth is a byproduct of what you do and what you enjoy doing. And so, unfortunately, a lot of people, think, oh, I'm going to get into this. I'm going to start this online business and I'm going to be an affiliate and I'm going to market this. But after a while, if they're not interested in that product, they lose interest and eventually the they're out of business or they just kind of fade away from it.
Do you often find that, is it seasonal?
No, it's definitely not. I can understand why some people will think that, and they'll say, well, if it snows, is there a need for the service? The snow's going to cover the litter. But mm-hmm. actually, businesses are open year-round, 7 days a week, in some cases, or 5 days a week. People litter. It doesn't matter what time of year. They don't stop dropping their trash onto a parking lot just because it's snowing out or it's cold out. As a matter of fact, we clean up more coffee cups and those windshield washer jugs, when you fill your windshield washer.
Yep.
We clean up more of that material in the winter months than we do in the summer. So, yes, it is true. If it snows, one or two consecutive days, it will temporarily mask the litter. But we still need to get out, service our properties because, there's still those large items that are going to be sticking out from the snow. And we also empty the trash liners from any of the litter receptacles that are situated on the sidewalks in front of the shops. Mm-hmm. So if we didn't go out because we're thinking, no one's going to know when the snow is covering the litter material in the parking lot, well, you can still have an overflowing litter container that still needs to have the trash liner changed out, on those days.
I'd love to hear one of the times you had an amazing experience doing this job, something funny that's happened to you when you first started out in this. Would you be able to share a story with us?
I've got several stories. I mean, I've been doing this since 1981. So, there's times where, I found money in the parking lot. And it's amazing how careless people can be with their valuables. I found wallets. I find cell phones, and I make my best efforts to locate those people. And, mm-hmm. and many times they're very appreciative. But sometimes I find money laying in a parking lot, like dollar bills, fives, tens, twenties, fifties. And there's been a couple of situations where I've been walking forward and I thought, I see some paper material in the parking lot, so I better walk towards it and sweep it up. And then when I got close to it, I realized they were bills. And I thought, is someone playing some social experiment on me? And they want to see what my reaction is. Because there were literally three $5 bills, a couple of tens, three or four twenties. And, the shops are closed. Nobody is there. I'm the only one in that parking lot. And I felt bad for that person because I'm sure, that money meant something to them. But mm-hmm. like I said, I think people will put some of their money in their pocket and their car keys in there. And then when they approach their vehicle and they pull their keys out, out comes the bills onto the parking lot. I guess the best example of the money I found, and it's only happened to me once, and I don't know, and I hope it doesn't happen again for the sake of a merchant, but one time I was cleaning around a waste bin at a shopping plaza, and it was the springtime, and it was after a Canadian winter, and I'm sure the bin had been moved a few times, but I saw a roll of what looked like bills tightly wound up with an elastic band. And so I picked it up. It was, I took it home, dried it out, and started rolling off, counting the bills. And it was over $600. And I'm sure it came from a merchant that had closed up shop for the day mm-hmm. and went to the waste bin to dispose of their trash. And perhaps they pulled out their keys again, and out came the daily deposits mm-hmm. onto the parking lot by the waste bin. And, for a number of months, it was covered probably by some snow, some dirt, probably the waste bin itself. And at some point, the waste bin was moved back when it was emptied. And there it was when I was cleaning one day.
If you were to be looking for an opportunity like this, where would people go and what would be the process that they would need to follow?
If you were starting a service like this, your customers are property management companies, and you contact them. I don't call it cold calling because you're not phoning people up to sell them anything. You're just simply trying to gather contact information. Who in that company is the decision maker?
Yeah.
And, once you have that information, you just simply give them your brief elevator pitch, who you are and how your service can benefit them. And you forward some information to them, whether it be email or snail mail. And then you follow up. If you haven't heard from them in a week or so, you follow up. It's important to realize that property managers are extremely busy. They're almost babysitters. They're constantly getting communications, whether it be text messages, emails, phone calls from tenants in their properties, from contractors, they're always putting out fires. So you need to be a bit patient.
Yeah.
But at some point, they are interested in your service and how you can save them money, give them a cleaner property, and you move on from there. And you provide an estimate. If it's a go-ahead, then you start providing your service. The important key to my success has been providing, customer service. We do more than just cleaning up litter at a parking lot. When we're there, if we notice burnt out lights, someone's dumped off a mattress by the waste bin, there's graffiti on a wall, we pass that information on to our customers, and it helps cement and build that business relationship. So they're more likely to continue to want to do business with you. And if they're happy with your service at one property, most property management companies manage more than one. They could manage 6, 12, up to 20, 30 properties. and there could be more than one property manager in an office. So it's great to get that referral business, and you start getting emails or communications from your customers. We're happy with your service at this property. You know, can you take a look at another two or three properties for us? So, yeah, and it builds from there. The longer you're in this business, and as long as you provide the service and the customer experience, the customer service, the business will continue to grow.
Now, when people want to touch base with you directly, Brian, where would they go?
The best way is just to go to my website at cleanlots.com, and there is a contact us page, and you could just fill out that, and if you have any questions, get a hold of me there. Or if you're interested in buying the book, on our homepage, there is that buy button. And as I say, the book does come with my free support.
That's fantastic. So for anybody who is on the call with us today, look around the post, look for those links. It's cleanlots.com. Brian, it's been a wonderful treat having you spend some time with me on the My Future Business Show today.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Rick. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.